Alchemist. It looks like you can pick those up at many co-op stores throughout the Vermont region. So love for you to go up to Stowe and definitely make the trip there, or head up to some other breweries that are in the area as well. But you don't have to make that full trek all the way to the north side of Vermont. Now,
their co-ops must be a lot different from ours.
Yeah, right. They are very different.
And
yeah,
I was going to say too, if you drive up to Stowe and get it fresh, you'll also probably be driving near Ben and Jerry. So get some ice cream while you're up
there. Get some Von Trapp.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah, and Von Trapp too is like right down the street.
Absolutely.
Yeah, schnitzel.
Super, super good beer. All right, on to the other half of New York.
Well, are we going to rate?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
This guy is on his road trip.
I know. So Kendall and I are going to say 5, and the rest of the humans at this table are going to say 3.
I was going to say 4.
Interesting mixed bag. That's all I have to say. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
now on to our other half.
Okay,
right?
Yes. Now, interestingly, when I think of other half, I'm thinking of all the vegetables, right? Like the broccoli and cheddar and all those weird things. But this other half, this Green City, is a flagship beer of theirs.
Yep.
And this is 7% ABV. It's got Centennial, Citra, and Simcoe.
So this beer, I did not... I picked this up in New Hampshire. I actually got it right at a local store that was where we were staying in New Hampshire, and right next to my summer home there. And really fascinating distribution story. Before we cut out here to break, who wants to guess how much I paid for this 4-pack?
$35.
$24.99.
Very close. $32 is what I paid for this 4-pack. Yes.
Insane.
That is crazy. In the I know.
Name what of... percentage of that was tax?
Yeah.
Holy mother of Cholula.
So I have actually bought the same exact beer at our home in Florida on Venice Island, and paid about the same either way. So this is a very interesting story of how much would you pay for other.
No wonder it's called Green City.
For sure.
We'll talk about the beer
shortly after we come back from this break. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, really, actually the price was not on the 4-pack until I went up to the counter and I was like, wait, what?
Wow. We'll be back in just a brief minute.
Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode, we are talking to Mike about his recent road trip up to the Great Northeast, and the beer that we started on before the break, I know, right, is Green City's Double Dry Hopped Hazy IPA from Other Half.
So this is Green City. And we were talking about the price, you know, of this 4-pack. I was just absolutely floored by that. And so I've found that, you know, this is some of the footprint of what Other Half is doing, is actually moving, you know, some of their select products. The other one I picked up is called Forever. I think there was even a third, Other Half that I picked up as well. Look, they make great beer. I love Other Half. They make fantastic beers. It's definitely, you know, moving in some of the same space that Alchemist used to be in, which is, you know, wow, I don't know how much I would honestly pay for that, but yet here, take my money. So this is a beer. I don't know that everybody's had this beer before. No?
I don't remember.
Oh,
we have.
Fire away. Tell us what you like about Green City or don't like. Yeah.
I like that it's really light. It's got a creamy mouthfeel, but it almost feels like a pilsner on the side. It's a real light body. You got that little bit of creaminess, but the way
almost
they use
like
the
noble hops.
Yeah, the way they use the hops really balanced. There's almost unlike the last beer. There's almost no bitterness on this, but it's still refreshing and easy drinking. It does not feel like a 7% beer. I think you could almost drink too much of this.
Hmm. Yeah, it's sneaky.
What do you think, Drewski?
It's a really good beer. I just don't think I would ever buy it at $35 a four-pack. Like, I'd look at it and be like, wow, they're very proud of their beer, and picks up something else.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's the rest of the 12-pack? Yeah,
seriously.
If I knew how much it costs.
18-pack, you know? Like, I mean, you know, if you remove the cost from the equation, it's just solid beer. You know, it's enjoyable.
I like it, but, I mean... Yeah, I like it.
It's a fine hazy IPA, but for the price, the value is just
not
there.
Well, no, I mean, the price of it.
That's exactly why I put it in this flight.
The price of it does stink.
Absolutely not.
In a way. Yeah.
But if you could get it for $18, would.
Yeah. I'd buy a 4-pack for $18. That's even high for what I spend on a 4-pack. You know, but that's maybe.
I would probably still pay $13 for a 6-pack with 12-ounce Pilsners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's fair.
Well, we are going to rate the Green City from Other Half a 3.
Really? Let's move on down the road because
follow the highlighted route.
Thank you. That's about all I heard for the whole month. You made a wrong turn. Just keep going forward. So absolutely something I wanted to put on my way was a trip to stop in Beacon, New York to go to Hudson Valley. And I'd never been there. Julianne and Dave have been there before. I had a much longer story to tell, but I'm going to abbreviate it for the sake of time. All I have to say is that apparently is the town where most senior citizens are escaping on all major roadways, because as we're driving into the brewery, there was one guy that was, you know, on a walker that he was actually going down the side of the road on his walker. There was absolutely no berm or sidewalk or anything else.
Was he headed to the brewery?
Of course, you know, you go down the road about another 200 yards and there's the assisted living facility that he escaped from, you know. And this was a theme that I saw not once, not twice, but 6 times on this one visit to Beacon, New York, where there's these people who are just, it looked like they were on work release or something, you know. It was just really quite hilarious.
Mass exodus.
Well, I think it's safe to say that, like, Beacon it's a small town in the Hudson Valley. It's not as trendy as some of the towns in Hudson Valley are. You know what I mean? Like, because
nobody was wearing an ankle monitor, but there should have been.
But what I'm saying is when I think of the Hudson Valley, I think of the people from New York City that are escaping to the country. And I'm using that in quotes. The country, right? Because that's where Martha Stewart hangs out.
They're riding the Metro North.
Right. Because when they need when they feel the need for a little land and a little air, that's where they go. But Beacon is small and tiny, and it's the blue-collar version of what the Hudson Valley is.
Very much so. I'd love to talk about Beacon a lot more, and there's a lot more to tell, but I want to spend some time and talk about Hudson Valley itself. Great brewery. I had 12 beers to taste while I was there. They were all stunning, and even a lot of styles of beer that I don't like, I thought were very well made, and it blew me away, the level of quality of everything that I had there, and I could not wait to see what I could take home and package, and the ratio between what was available on tap and what you could take home for packaging was only about a third of the beers that were on the tap list were even available to take away in packaging. So I will tell you that one of those beers that was not available at the tap room was this beer that we're having. I'm going to let Juliana tell everybody what it is.
Interesting. So Say No More is only 5% ABV. It is a black lager brew with Tetanang and Saaz hops. Now, would you pay $16 a four-pack for this?
Yeah. I would have all day and twice on Sunday.
Tall boy? Okay. Yep, tall boy.
This is nice.
I will jump out in at least the discussion of the tasting. This is cold brew and in a cup all day long.
Sure.
This is absolutely a dead on head fake. You are waiting for it to taste like something, and this just tastes like one of the best cold brew coffees you've ever had.
Yeah.
Roasty.
It's roasty creamy, all day long, but super, creamy.
Super roasty. Very different to the
we had a dark lager on a different episode earlier today, and it wasn't even
very different beers, but I really like this one.
But it contains lactose, right? Like, right, Drew?
I mean, was this the one that I looked at?
I think so. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Say, it doesn't taste like it, I'll say that much. Mm.
How about it, Dave? I thought this would be your jam all day long.
No, I like this beer a lot. I mean, like we said, got some roastiness, creamy mouthfeel. Yeah, I think it's cold brew is a nice way to describe it. So,
well, I wanted to throw something in our lineup today, both for the storyline of saying, listen, you need to get to Hudson Valley. But the other thing is that this beer has hit my short list. This is absolutely on my top five.
Well, I know a lot of the
season.
The beers,
absolutely a stellar beer.
And a lot of the beers, you know, that we've talked about from Hudson Valley before were sort of the lactose sour IPAs and those different kinds of things. And it's nice to know that they can take something like this. It's completely
out of that style.
And,
and but still what they can do with lychee, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, just saying. All their beers are fantastic. They do a great job.
Well, let's rate up Say No More then. Wow.
I'm going to go five.
Really honored me, all of you. I'm so glad that you
loved
that as much as I did.
It's great.
Just absolutely a stunning dark lager. And I felt lucky when I found this on my way out of town at a package store that was not at the brewery to be able to bring this back. So I was really glad I got to share that with you guys.
Yeah,
a lot of other great beers at Hudson Valley. I wanted to mention just one more that I brought back, which was Double Pillow Talk. A really great beer. And should definitely check that one out for sure.
Yeah, and most of the beers I've had from these guys are, you know, either lagers or big IPAs. So this is refreshing to have this nice dark lager from them. They did a wonderful job with it.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'm so glad I got to share this. Next beer is
from Pretentious, because we're not pretentious at all when it comes to beer. This one is called Concurrence, 7% ABV. They collaborated on this mixed culture wine barrel aged saison with the crew at Derive Brewing. This effervescent beer showcases aromatics from the yeast and the wine barrel, and this is aged for 11 months.
My eyes are burning.
This thing just slaps you right in the face.
So little bit of how this beer got in front of us. I was on my way to Columbus, and I actually had a fan that had reached out and was kind of noticing I was making my way across the country and said, hey, are you making your way to Ohio? I said, yeah. And they said, listen, stop into Wayland's in Columbus and, you know, pick up some beer. And there were a lot of great things there. I got to talk to the beer manager there at Wayland's in Columbus, and very helpful. Another stunning, you know, beer professional. Thank you for putting great stuff on the shelf and, both having knowledge about, a lot of the beers in the area. Sounders, another beer, that we covered on a different episode, that you can find there, but, these beers from Pretentious all had a very interesting combination of some barrel finishes and some other styles, and really kind of caught my attention. I have actually not tasted this beer before today, so you're getting to hear how we all enjoy this in real time. What did you think? This was the Saison finished in Chardonnay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then a belch.
Delicate.
Yeah, I like it.
Almost like a cider-like nose.
Very.
Delicate. And then
almost like little hint of Brett, but not much.
No, not like
just like there's something a little interesting there.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't gone full funk.
No.
I don't like the bitterness coming off it. It kind of throws everything off.
It was very pungent on the nose at first, but then
it
kind of
it is. Settled. It's sharp, and you think that like in your salivary glands are starting to like go into overdrive, and then it's like soft.
We've had some beers that have been bittered with dandelions, and that is the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, some of those dandelion beers. It has almost the exact same, you know, bittering component that you would find.
I sometimes put dandelion greens in salad, but the salad, say this is vinaigrette, at least on the nose. Mm-hmm. Say it does soften.
And that's so it.
It's quite nice. It is not. I singed my sinuses initially, but. It's much more pleasant than
this. This is a lot better on the second and third sip than the first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a sipper.
Yeah. This is something you have like a half a glass of and go, oh, that's interesting. Palate cleanser.
Well, I'd love this with some cheese.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm, yeah, good choice. Yeah, cheese to go with
something. But something fatty, you know, on your palate. Yeah.
That would cut through it. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is acidic, I think.
Sure. Yeah, there's a touch of it there. A little tartness.
Well, I like this. It's very different. And they had a very interesting lineup. There was another one that was actually finished in a gin barrel. But I don't believe I brought that one back. So maybe we'll reach out to Pretentious and see if they'll send us a whole product line and check this out in a more focused discussion.
Let's we must be talking about Exigency.
Probably.
Yes.
Let's rate this up there.
Yeah. We're going to rate this one a 3.
Cool. Well, in that same store in Wayland's, I picked up some other breweries while I was there, and the last one we have to chat about is from Parsons North Brewing, and solid local brewery and doing some interesting styles, and this one kind of caught my attention. I'll let Juliana tell us what we're sipping here.
Okay, so this is from Parsons North Brewing, and this is a mulberry saison. And I know. Sorry, I just need a second.
That's all right.
What are mulberries?
I don't know.
It smells like blueberry.
It looks like a big blackberry meets raspberry.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So the thing that with mulberries to me are the sugars and the bitterness are different than those other berries. Mulberries tend to be sweeter than blackberries. They don't tend to be as tart as raspberries. So it's kind of cutting in between some of those two major flavor components of sugar and bitterness. I thought the first time that I saw that on the label, I was like, this is going to be a sink or swim beer. So what do you think? Sink or swim?
Feel kind of sinking? I don't know.
It's a little dull.
It's kind of meh.
It's blueberry-ish.
It's okay.
Yep.
You know?
It's kind of, it's trying to dog paddle, but I'm not getting much Saison. I just get the fruit.
I think that's the same thing to me. It's like, I'm not a huge Saison fan, but if I'm going to drink one, let's make it
barnyard.
Like a real Saison.
Well, there's almost no carbonation. I want my Saisons to be fizzy. Oh,
this is 7.6% ABV.
That's too big for
a this is a 2.
Cool.
This is like missing the mark. I'm sorry.
Well, that's, you know, kind of the end of our road trip episode for today. Thanks for tasting along with me, guys.
Fun.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank
Hopefully
you for the
enjoyed
beers.
The flight. It was some hits, some not so good hits, some, you know, blasts from the past. So
overall, very good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really hope you get out and enjoy a lot of great beer if you're out on the road. And if you run into one of us, say hello.
Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks for thinking of us on your road trip. And thanks for some good stories.
Cool. Hey, come back and enjoy another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
It's always a pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Drew, thanks for being here.
So long, and thanks for all the beer.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, buddy, watch out!
That's you in the car on a daily basis, pretty isn't much, it? Yeah.
Just another day.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.